Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yeah, we're back. Turned into a very nice day, sunshine and 25 degrees. Well, been talking a lot about Giving Hearts Day coming up again tomorrow. Two of my favorite groups, two of my favorite people in, and I mean that, to talk with me this morning. Joanna in from Valley Lake and Rebecca in from Kinship. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So good to have you here. You are teaming up again for another great Giving Hearts Day tomorrow. First of all, Joanna, we'll start with you. How's everything at Valley Lake? How are things going?
Everything's going great at Valley Lake. The boys are great. They're always great. You know, we celebrated 50 years this last year, wow. This last summer, and we're just going to roll on into the next 50.
Kudos to you on that celebration, really. 50 years, hard to believe. Mm-hmm. So, Rebecca, step up. How's everything over at Kinship? I only get to talk to you for Amazing Race, and that's just not enough. It's not enough. So thanks for being in this morning. How's everything with Kinship?
It's good. It's good. We're rolling too. We have our mentor matches and we do our monthly events. So we get to see everybody together and all the smile and joys. We just did a sledding and skating party before it all melted. So it was good. We have our lunch buddies going in Breckenridge and Wahpeton. And then every month we have a teen group that we do life skills with. And so we're just rolling along.
That
as
lunch
well.
Buddies is the coolest thing.
It's
I mean,
cool.
what a great idea. So are there kids still in need of mentors? Are you still looking for mentors?
Always. Okay. You know, our list is lower than normal right now. We have about 7 or 8 kids waiting, but whenever that list gets down and people know that, you know, there's always more kids. Mm-hmm. There's always kids that need support. So for sure, we have kids that need to be matched.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to throw this up to both of you, and you can both kind of answer this too. What's going to be happening tomorrow for Giving Hearts Day? What are you two up to? That's my question. Joanna, we'll start with you.
So several years ago, we started having an event for our Giving Hearts Day here locally. So tomorrow we are having a soup luncheon from 10 to 2 at Hughes Shelter in Chehankapa Park. And there will be several area nonprofits. Everybody is invited. And there's a free will offering for the soup. Each individual nonprofit will have a table that you can visit with the nonprofits about. You can give a donation there. You can give a donation online. But you can come out for soup between 10 and 2.
So what kind of soups we talk? Are you going to be up all night? Are you going to be up all night cooking, both of you, making soup?
There are 11 crock pots of soup coming. So there's like 12 nonprofits coming, and 11 of them are bringing soups. And so we've got white chicken chili. We have regular chili. We have wild rice. We have corn chowder, which was one of my favorites last year. There's chicken noodle. You know, I can't remember off the top of my head, but because, you know, we have a little sign up, and so I've seen most of them. But there isn't the same of any two kinds. You know, they're all unique. There's 11 different soups. So come on down if you want to come pick up soup for people at work. You know, just make sure you bring a box or something. We don't have
something to take it in. Yeah.
Exactly. You can take lunch back with people. There's going to be lots of bars, cookies. You know, coffee, lemonade, water, just make a lunch date.
Now, you two, I know between Kinship and Valley Lake, you have fundraisers throughout the year. Typically, is Giving Hearts Day a pretty big fundraiser for you guys?
It is.
Okay.
It has become more and more every year.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're watching this thing grow, too, and I love hearing that. You know,
100%.
Things are just getting bigger.
Giving Hearts Day started in 2008. Dakota Medical decided they wanted to do a fundraiser for the community, and so they said, around Valentine's Day, another way of just not just showing love to the people that you love, but to the charities that you love,
sure,
to the nonprofits. So they started Giving Hearts Day, and it has grown like crazy.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
That is such a great thing. Ladies, anything else you want to add other than just the standard invite? Come down and support Kinship in Valley Lake?
And there's 12 nonprofits there. So wherever your heart is, that's okay. You know
right.
what I mean? But the cool thing about Giving Hearts Day is you can go online. You can look up your county or your area or your charities that you want. You can give 10 to each. You can give, you know what I mean? You can literally split it however you want. You can choose a few that you have a passion for. You can, they make it so easy.
Right.
It's
right.
Pressing a button.
You can filter out, you can filter youth. You can filter animals. You can filter, you know, women's shelters.
Yes. There's
so this is so user friendly.
It is so user friendly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You decide how much you have to give. You decide how many you want to give to. I mean, it's just pressing a button. And they send you the receipt. So that's why Dakota Medical is helping us by giving us this great platform that we probably couldn't do on our own.
Right.
So it's an amazing thing.
Lady Rebecca and Joanna, listen, you're special people. And to your staff, too, special people doing incredible work here with Kinship and with Valley Lake. You have a great Giving Hearts Day tomorrow. Promise me, both of you, either collectively or one or the other, will come in and talk to me more often throughout the year. Will you do that?
I'd love to. Bill, right. You have the best voice advocating for us.
Yes,
so
thank
we
you.
Appreciate you.
No problem. Again, it's easy to speak the truth when it comes in good directions here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's 9:46 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.